PFT Media.
Yeah, bitches! It's the Devil's in the Details. We're back. Pedro Lima, Dan Perella, super producer Chris Crespo in the beautiful Crespo Dome here in beautiful Orlando. But cooling down, mother folks.
It is nice. Big old moon outside, too.
Hey, here we are.
That math checks out.
Yeah. 3 years. That's all we need.
I want to, at this point, also specify for the record that I also lied to the FBI.
You did?
Yes.
Well, you know what? He didn't lie. Everything else was good.
Yeah.
Until he got caught. That's when the big lies started. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't part of that. Like, dude, his son-in-law is going to be such a bottom bitch.
I hope that man gets what's coming to him more than anyone else. Really, even more. If the Trumpster walks out of here, whatever. I want that guy in behind bars.
The Jared.
I want the guy who thought it was good to sell $400 million worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia to go. Yeah, behind bars.
I don't know much about that dude.
Lock him up.
Hey, we started. Yeah. I don't know much about that dude other than not even in his relationship. He's the alpha.
No. Oh, no. He's a cuck.
He's
definitely. I mean, you got to face like an 80s villain, dude. Like, what are you going to do after
And then the way. Like, I think I heard him talk the other day, and it's like, oh, man, this guy's.
I haven't heard him talk.
Now, there's so many dislikable people mm-hmm. in that group.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Miller guy. Is it mm-hmm. Stephen Miller or something?
He's the white nationalist.
Yo, dude, that dude is just.
He's bad news. He's bad news.
Unlike everybody.
He survived this long, too, in the administration. Volatile administration.
Is it the Treasury guy that has the hot chick? The guy that looks like... Munchkin.
M-N-U-C-H-I-N.
Mnuchin.
Right. Yeah.
Mnuchin.
I'll
take
it.
That one for 500.
Bunch of Munchkin.
Yeah. Richie McWhitey.
But the way he talks like he's like he's holding something. Like his bottom
that
jaw.
That sounds like when Ernest used to do the old lady in his movies.
Yes!
Yes! With the neck brace?
Yeah.
Bing,
the
bing,
doctor
bing,
says
bing.
I have to wear these.
Touching an emotional sweet spot there. I love the Maris movies. Those are early ones. The first three specifically.
Scared Stupid was good.
It was okay.
It's the beginning of the end. I'll give you that.
Yeah. It's passable. But then once he goes back to school and he goes to Africa all that stuff.
Now goes to jail's good. Goes to camp's good.
Yes. Saves Christmas.
Christmas here in Orlando.
It's the white Madea.
He's the first.
I'm fine with actually, that. I guess Jonathan Winters is really like the first. Like,
did Jonathan Winters have a movie franchise?
Did he have a movie serial? No, I don't. No. So maybe it is Ernest that gets the
Ernest. Has to be him and Jason and Freddy Krueger.
Ernest, Jason, Freddy Krueger. This is the long sequel.
Michael Myers.
So Ernest is the anti horror.
Gremlins stopped at 2.
I should have gone. They should have done more. They're working on it though.
Critters has more.
Yes.
More than Gremlins.
How many did 3?
At least, but that's more than 2.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
There you go. So we're catching up with all the current event stuff that we like to jam up here after our 2 weeks.
Which you're all listening to right now. For now, for free now. On the internet.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's right. They're right? About to shut it down, kids.
Yep.
We're going to start it's at $2.99 to show.
Are we going into black web, Crespo?
We're going to have to figure it out. I don't know. I don't know.
Who do we,
we'll cross
who
that do we bridge when we get there.
Who do we know in the black web?
I can put out feelers. You know, I don't know. I don't know someone direct, but I know. I'm sure I do know people. I know who I would go to that could then introduce me to the people.
Is the black? Is, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is it free internet in the black web, or do we still need?
I think we still may have to start operating Bitcoin or
right?
Yeah, we're gonna have to start getting into cryptocurrency. Oh. And then you know what's also gonna suck. It's gonna be like we're gonna have to hide from the FBI, so we're gonna have to disguise our voices.
So we're gonna have to talk like this all the time. Oh, that was great. Yes. I would dig this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so every show, though, it's gonna be like, you're, and then every time you say your name, I have to beep it up.
I don't even, I would love to do a whole episode like this.
Can we do that?
This would get annoying for a while.
It would, though. We could go deeper.
Do we have? No, this is too deep.
It's too deep, right? Yeah. But those were my only two options, and then you can go
higher. This is how I think I sound.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, I that's too much.
So that's, if we go on the dark web, that's what we're going to sound like on the dark web to hide from the FBI.
You don't understand what a new toy you just flashed in front of us.
That was just three
that's
options
back.
Out of 99.
That's coming back.
Yeah. Oh, you have no
idea. We're going to have to work out like a visual system to queue up. There's certain numbers, certain settings.
Oh, this is great.
But yeah, we're going to be shut down. PFT will be over pretty soon before I got started. We'll see how it goes.
Media.
Yeah, so if you want to help us out, Patreon, we'll open a Patreon where you can invest only in Bitcoin.
There you go.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah. One of my good friends, Ross Padgett, visited me at the hospital when I was recovering from my surgeries and was giving me his sales pitch about Bitcoins. I don't know if he was
trying to... Because he already had some.
Dude.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, he invested in it and stuff like that. And, like, he has a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, if I call him and I tell him, yo, explain to me Bitcoin, he gets really... No matter how high he is, he'll sober up to try and explain it to me, but I'm still lost.
Because he wants to sell you on it, so you invest
no,
in it.
No, he wants me to buy some.
That's what I'm saying. So you then buy into the system, which then makes the Bitcoin he already previously invested in more
valuable. No.
And then when the people who have the most Bitcoin then decide to cash out at the end and then crash the whole system because it's a bubble based on nothing.
That's the part that's crazy. Where's this value coming from?
Originally from those encryption chains that they were building that were then the same encryption chains that are unbreakable that are then used to lock up computers like school marms computers. Like if you don't pay us one Bitcoin, it's not worth $1,000. You know, your computer will be bricked forever. You know, these impossible encryption chains.
I am so lost. Dan, you get any of this?
No.
It's all fiat currency. It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
Uh-huh.
It's bad. It's bad news.
See, you introduced the topic and then you run and hide. I see what you did. You throw the fucking grenade.
I just wanted to see what the Bitcoin and then run on there.
You throw the grenade and then you run away.
All right.
All right. We lost a couple of good people while we were away. First and foremost, our buddy from the network.
Yes, what's the fuss?
Yep.
Hurricane Bill Helveston, it's a real bummer. Took his own life, but it's, you know, sometimes that's just what people do. Depression's a bitch of a thing. Mm-hmm. You can go to the PFT Media Twitter account, actually, at PFT Media, and right there, pinned to the top of the profile, is a link to the GoFundMe page that Rocky Soka, the host of What's the Fuss, set up for funeral expenses. Funeral, well, more of a memorial, cremation, and I guess that's funeral, and for like the plaque or whatever.
He had family?
His parents are both deceased, so it's to pay for the plaque that would go where his parents are already buried here in town.
Okay.
So he has a sister, though. He has a sister behind, around the same age, I think. So, there we go. Yes. So, if people could help out with that, PFT Media Twitter is probably the best place to see that link.
Dude, man, and you never know when it's going to happen, because I remember when my cousin took his life, the last person that he talked to was my father. And my father picked up on it like kind of late because he was talking. He called him and started talking. My father, you know, loves talking to his nephew and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes, I gotta go. Chinese food is here. And my father goes, wait a minute. He hates Chinese food. Like, that's the one thing that he remembered. That's the one thing that always...
That goes a weird sign-off.
Yeah. Or something odd. It was kind of like trying to get him off the phone. Say, Chinese food. Mm. And he goes, wait, he always hated Chinese food. Mm. All of a sudden, and then the next morning is when they found out that, you know...
Oh, crazy. Yeah, you never... That's the thing with this guy, Bill. Everyone loved the dude, and the thing that everyone said about him, the thing that I remember about him is that he was always laughing, and he was very exuberant and fun to be around, lots of hugs.
It's a lot of comics that go through...
They're hiding stuff, obviously. People hide stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of comics that say, oh, you know, I have depression and stuff like that, which... I'd rather them say it...
Yeah,
and even if it's not true depression, it's just that they don't know how to deal with stuff. Just say, get it out there, and
work it out through there.
That's the type of attention that you want and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, there's times that I've gone real dark and stuff like that, and I have my go to people that I call.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
When I go, and I can tell when I'm going through a bout, like a real. Mm-hmm. Is it? But thank.
You have a good support system there. That's cool.
never gotten to the point of, you know what, this is.
This is it.
Time to check out.
I've never gotten to that point yet.
But you've hit those buckets.
I've hit some lows. I've hit lows.
I think most people do. I think it's not uncommon, right?
Yeah, but you know, everyone's got their own thing, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
everyone's wired differently than the other person.
They have their different situations, personal situations, absolutely. Thought patterns, et cetera, personal demons. So it is quite unfortunate, obviously. But it's the type of thing where it makes you remember to, like, tell the ones that you love, tell them that you love them, et cetera, sappy stuff like that.
Always.
Yeah.
Malcolm Young,
baby.
It's I got the pleasure to see AC/DC last concert that they came to Orlando, and it's officially their last concert.
Yeah,
they did it in Orlando. Nice. No, because then the drummer killed somebody.
Yeah,
and then the guitarist, the bass player, started losing his mind.
Yep.
And then Brian Johnson can't really play concerts anymore.
Nope.
Because the doctor told him...
He's got the cancer.
Yeah, did he have throat cancer?
Yeah.
Was it throat cancer? It was
throat cancer.
I thought they told him, yo, you can't be doing concerts because you're going to go completely deaf.
Deaf as well?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
Yeah. And then the little one just wants to just wear his schoolboys. Just
whatever,
going all over the place and stuff like that, so...
Was it a good show?
It was a good show, dude.
Where was that?
It's at the old Orlando Arena.
The O-Rena. Oh, kind of small. I would expect them to play at the, like when Rolling Stones came through or they're over at the Citrus Bowl. I would have expected that.
No, dude. It was packed.
Yeah. Well, for sure. Yeah.
But they didn't. What is it? Here's the one thing to expect at every AC/DC album. The best of AC/DC.
Best of AC/DC.
No matter what album they're pushing.
Uh huh.
You're going to get.
You're gonna get Back in Black.
Yeah, yeah. This one was Rock and Roll Train. I think it was the album that they
was that or Black Ice.
It was Black Ice.
It was Black Ice. I think you went to.
And they opened with Rock and Roll Train.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they do their classics.
They do the things. Yeah, they do the.
And then you're up.
That's why people come to see you. You can throw in the new albums from, you know, you threw in a couple of songs, new album, but people don't want
to
hear that.
Well, you got to throw in the new songs. People can go to the bathroom, absolutely, get their beers, you know, get some nachos. The hardcore fans. We released fans.
This last year.
I mean, the real fans, the real ones that really want to hear, they'll stick around and they'll be happy to hear some of that new stuff. And then
kind of, yeah. I mean,
yeah. For when their crowds are that big, you can't please everyone all the time. Oh, yeah.
I read something that, what was it? Nirvana was upset. What is it? Kurt Cobain was upset at how they treated a female artist at a concert. So when he performed at that venue, he did nothing but B-sides.
Nice.
Like he performed a Insecticide from start to finish.
Oh, yo, God. Like he did like nothing but obscure songs and stuff like that. And just left them like that. And I can't remember but it was a female artist that they treated real horrible.
Interesting
stuff like that.
I wonder. I'm trying to think who was like active.
Maybe from like a Sonic Youth or Smashing Pumpkins had female band members at that time. Also very popular. Who else? Well, I would imagine it'd be someone who would do some stage diving. Right, that's where they would have a chance to, or maybe they're yelling stuff out from the crowd.
Maybe.
I was at a Tool concert once where they brought out these performers during one of their long, like, 8-9 minute, like, opuses. And I was right there in the front row, like, at the guardrail. This was, like, over 10 years ago. And they brought out these stage performers who were painted head to toe in, like, silver. And they were walking all in, like, weird contortionists. It was very cool. But they were also nude. And then, of course, there were meatheads there in the front row, like, oh, I can see your balls. Or, like, yelling stuff out. And they're out there. They're performing. They're doing this cool stuff. And that's how you react. You know, people are just going to be, they're going to be meatheads.
There's always going to be people, who react and get the giggles on everything.
Absolutely.
Like that,
from their friend. They're performing for their friend. Meanwhile, there's these people on stage performing for thousands of people.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you always knew who those kids were, too, in school. Like, whenever there's a power outage, they're the ones who yelled and lost their goddamn mind because it was dark for a second.
Yeah, they were.
You knew who they were going to be.
They're the ones that are going to need their mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this happened in 92 in Argentina. Kurt Cobain witnessed the negative reception their hand-picked opening act received and was so incensed that he considered canceling the gig. But they performed a very sloppy set list of unreleased numbers.
Nice! Unreleased!
Awesome. Like, we're going to practice in front of these
guys.
Hey,
remember that one song?
The old girl band from Portland was Calamity Jane.
Calamity Jane, okay.
Don't know.
So yeah, we're gonna go do let's do Smells Like Adolescent Odor.
No. What's worse, them playing songs you don't know or just playing the songs you love just like
terribly? I think that'd be the worst.
I'd rather them play songs I don't know.
Yes, because I've seen bands I like play poorly. I'm like, oh, this now you're tainting everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've ruined it.
It's crazy how that happens.
Remember when we went to see Public Enemy?
I remember that.
Remember Public Enemy?
It was kind of sad.
It was sad.
Was it?
Yeah. Don't believe that. No, dude, they were on point.
They were good.
They were good.
The crowd was sad.
The crowd.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd said, and then he put the mic to the crowd, and they didn't know the words. And
uh-huh.
It's like,
really?
It's like, Chuck D just got the Nation of Islam to to start warming up the bus.
Nation cries. Nation cries for Chuck D. Yeah, it was a very sad crowd.
It was weird.
Where was that at?
It was at Firestone.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's tight little venues and stuff like that. Yeah. I'd rather do a concert like that at a small venue than a big... I think it gets kind of like lost.
It depends. For me, it
I like that
on
one place you performed. The Abbey, that was a cool little area.
The Abbey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a cool little place.
Never been there.
Yeah. I've never seen a concert there, but a concert there would
be good. Yeah,
I can imagine.
Well, it's a theater, right? Just a little theater.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is there? But like, I love Metallica. I would have loved to go see Metallica at a stadium, like they did.
Metallica at a stadium is what it's need to be.
Some bands like Guns N' Roses
are a stadium band. Led Zeppelin's a stadium band.
You too. I mean, whether you like them or not, they fill. I mean, they. They can do a show,
but they do a better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But come on,
what? I'm just saying whether you like it.
I don't need to see Nirvana.
No. But I'm just saying Ed. What is it? Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran.
You don't need a stadium. Bro.
I don't need a stadium.
Yeah, like Nirvana. I would love to have seen Nirvana, like House of Blues.
Yeah, you don't need a stadium for that.
That would have been a great, and then obviously packed out.
But Nirvana, I don't know because it's like Nirvana's Foo Fighter, Green Day. At their peak. Like now,
Foo Fighters definitely were a stadium band.
Yeah, but Nirvana doesn't do anything. Like, I understand what Chris was saying with the production value that U2 does. U2 does some crazy.
Nirvana's for a small show. Like, they don't.
I feel like because you want to be music like that, you want to be close to it. Yeah, that's an intimate thing. Whereas U2 is more produced and it's like.
Right.
The edge has all those effects and everything going on. All
right. Well, let's get class in session here today.
Yeah.
Girls.
I need a class in session drop, don't I?
Yeah, we should do it.
You know what? It goes.
I don't know about that.
I don't like that one. That sounds very gross.
I'll cut that out.
What's the...
We can get Ben Stein saying Bueller over and over again.
Or
I'll make note of that.
Or a school bell kind of thing.
A school bell type thing. Yeah.
first.
The Saved by the Bell theme song.
Just the whole theme song. And then we just right. Stay here for 30 seconds to listen to it. Don't eat.
Wake up every morning. I don't even know the words anymore.
Don't
what about Welcome Back, Cotter? Can we Welcome Back,
Cotter? Welcome back.
Actually, all right. We're summing out some sort of Welcome Back, Cotter type.
Okay, no. School. Okay, let's go.
All right. We'll do something with
school. Top five school songs. Saved by the Bell is one.
Saved by the Bell.
Welcome Back is a dope song, yeah. But it's...
Welcome Back, Welcome Back. Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School, yes.
Rock and Roll High School wins that.
Is that to be related to a movie or TV or show?
To school. Like something related to school.
Allison Chain.
Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
School's Out.
School's Out for Summer.
I think that's Sam Cooke's Don't Know Nothing About History is a good school song. Nothing about history. Don't know much biology.
I know I shouldn't grab this girl.
That's already five right there.
Matt Lauer.
Don't find rest me in peace, a hotel.
Oh, yeah. We forgot that rest in peace.
Yo. Whatever.
That guy was
any daytime talk show guy should be locked up anyway.
Charlie Rose.
That surprised me. That shot. But did it really?
Dude, that sexual chemistry that he had with Gail and the other
kids. Yeah, you ever seen those John Oliver bits?
I guess not surprise me, but like, I don't know, like, it's weird, like.
I can't wait till they, like, what's the guy from ESPN, the chubby guy?
Chris Berman?
No, the other one that they have there that does the soccer games and.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man, I can't.
I can't wait till they get Dan Le Batard's dad on it.
Yo, imagine.
Poppy.
I just grab it.
Poppy, stop grabbing it.
All right, what are we talking about?
Let's get back in the session, guys, here. Yeah. Speaking of Christian values.
Ooh.
I'm going to talk a little Christianity here.
Oh, all right. Let's learn about this. Because I stopped after I think, 8th grade.
Yeah, stopped after. So where were you raised?
Catholic.
So you're Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic. I'm baptized. I did not do First Communion. I got kicked out of class.
Okay.
Because I was asking too many questions.
That's a bit of a rarity these days with Puerto Ricans, actually. Catholics are kind of going away. There's a lot more Methodists these days in the...
Pentecostal.
And a lot of more Protestant Puerto Ricans these
days.
Yeah,
my father's side is the Pentecostal.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. I was baptized Catholic. But my mother always, like... She never forced it on us, and mm-hmm. she always welcomed whatever religion was there. It's just that the annoying ones were usually like the Pentecostal and the Jehovah's Witness and stuff like that. You mm-hmm. know how they get real clingy and stuff like that?
A little clingy, yeah.
So it's kind of like, all right, relax.
They're pushing mm-hmm. it more than
that. Yeah, dude.
And Crespo, what about you?
Protestant. Yeah, okay. Several generations of grandfather was a pastor.
Okay.
My aunt was a pastor in Puerto Rico.
Explain mm-hmm. to me this. Yes. I don't understand what the difference
Great grandfather was a missionary in Cuba.
Protestant, what's the Methodist?
Well, Protestant, yeah.
Baptist?
Yes, Protestant.
Yeah.
Baptist is Protestant?
Yes. Here, basically...
So anything not Catholic, pretty much, but still Christian,
there's,
right?
There's a lot of branches. There's a lot of branches of Christianity.
Yes, I know. I chopped a couple trees.
Even under the Catholic branch, you have Roman Catholic, Anglican, and Episcopalian. And they're considered Catholic in the Catholic family.
I got married Episcopalian because that's the only one that would accept me without a communion.
That sounds exactly like the Episcopalians.
With a nice little
donation. Yes. So they're the chill Catholics?
They're the Catholic light. Yeah, the diet Catholic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's diet Catholic.
Nice. Catholic zero.
Yeah, it's very much like their priests can get married. That you don't have to do confession with the Episcopalians.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can do communion with the wine and the bread, and you don't have to have
been...
To take
the classes?
And anybody can go. Anybody who goes to the Mass can go up and take communion. You didn't have to be Episcopalian or something like that.
I don't want
to
cheat. They're not exclusive. I want to earn that waffle.
I mean, you can if you want, but...
Earn it? What are you talking about? Jesus did it for you, man.
No, I
got
to earn that.
It's really like... Yeah, it's a downgrade of Catholic restrictions with still all the ceremony and incense and stuff like that. So
no incense?
They do it. They do. They choir, incense, stained glass. They get... You get all the ceremony, half the rules. That's Episcopalians.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
That's cool. What's their child molestation rate?
The priest can marry, so pretty low.
Pretty low. All right, good.
Yeah, pretty low. And they are the, in America at least, they had the first gay bishop.
Okay.
Yeah. About 1998, I think. 1999.
Really? Wow, very progressive.
Yeah, it was very progressive. Okay. One of the first gay bishops that they had there.
You are a full-blown Roman Catholic?
No. I know. So I was raised Episcopalian. And my father's Roman Catholic. My mother's Episcopalian.
Okay.
Her father was Roman Catholic, but my grandmother got in a fight with a nun and decided to go to the Episcopalian church, and that's how we ended up Episcopalian.
Okay.
Yeah. A fight with a nun. Changed an entire family's religious history for generations.
She thought she
could, I cursed you!
She thought she could mess with the Syrian, and that was it. So it was a little crusade right there, Catholics versus Arabs for like 2 seconds, and then we went to Episcopalian church after that.
I got him.
It's so close.
That's great.
Okay, so...
So there's a lot of branches. I mean, so many different types. And, you know...
We're Lutherans. What's the deal with them?
Oh, those are the first Protestants. First Protestants. The ones who follow Martin Luther.
King?
No. Martin Luther.
95 Martin Luther.
Right.
So what is the... Like, okay. This is going to be...
Sure.
We're going to have to do a fight. You know, remember this conversation for March. For March, we're going to talk all the religions because I need to find out the branches. We'll do a final four.
Why March? Sure.
March Madness.
March Madness. That's what all the
teams. Nothing's madder than Christianity.
Yeah.
I like the way you guys think. All right, put in the sketch.
So we'd have to go. We're going to go back to some of the origins, the early times. Okay. You know, let's get to, you know, the birth of the Christ figure and move on from there.
It's real.
Maybe.
Okay. It's a good story.
Records are a little bit vague.
Okay. It's a good story.
Right. The birth itself is a little bit
suspect.
We're not really sure because for those of you who don't know Christianity, I'm sorry, I'm going to be throwing out a few references here. They say Jesus was born in the time of King Herod, okay, when King Herod was ruling Judea. They mention that.
Okay.
But then they also mention Joseph and Mary were going to Bethlehem because Emperor Augustus had called a census. And so everyone had to go to their places of birth to register so the Roman Empire could get a count.
Okay.
So here's a problem with that.
Okay.
King Herod dies at around 2315 BCE.
Okay. BCE, you threw a new letter in there, like LGBTQ. Ah,
yes, they changed this like about 16 years ago, right around when I went to college. From a Catholic high school. I went to private school. So from Catholic high school to college, all of a sudden it goes from, what was it before?
It was BC and AD is what everyone thinks.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And then it's ACE, BCE. I'm like, what is this?
Right. What is BCE?
BCE is before Common Era.
Okay.
That's what we call it now. And then now we're in either CE or ACE, after Common Era or just Common Era.
All right.
Because historians realized Christians only make up 32% of the world's population. Probably not a good idea to be calling everything Anno Domini in the year of our Lord.
Okay.
So, BCE. BC. So, Herod dies in between 15 and 10 BCE.
Okay.
And Augustus doesn't call the census until what we get is around 7 CE.
So, there's a chunk of 17, 16 years.
So, he could have been born any time around there.
Right.
Which is so...
It's a cute little story.
Right, exactly. Right. His birth is a little bit...
does the trek, get the bus home.
Right.
Kind of deal. And then who knocks up Mary? That's what everybody wants
we don't,
to...
Yeah, we don't know.
Oh, we don't know.
We don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to uncover this.
No. There's not that much evidence you can do because most of these historical or so-called historical figures don't have any records on them at all.
Okay. No papers.
Right, undocumented immigrants in the Roman Empire.
That's why Trump would have built a wall.
Uh-huh. It would have been would have rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem.
Okay,
so you get that. So, all right, he shows up, he does his preaching stuff, right? Shows up out of nowhere. You know, there's no mention about what he's doing in his teenage years. And we know he was born, and then he comes back a 20-something year old man.
But nothing of...
There's no in between.
There's no young Sheldon episode of Jesus.
Right. Now, everyone has their own theories.
Okay.
You know, my personal theory is that he...
the island's training with Luke Skywalker.
I believe he went out on caravans.
December 17th.
And was a merchant for a little while. Learned the merchant trade.
Okay.
And I believe he got as far as India. And picked up Buddhism. and came over here.
Oh, you're going to throw that rumor
Again, I have nothing to found it from. It's just from Kung what Fu. I've put together. I do believe he's one of the first Western Buddhists.
The original Kung Fu.
Right, exactly. Right. So then, you know, the Christ figure is crucified. Or is he? There's, again, speculation.
Yeah. We had this conversation in the last episode of, was he nailed to the T or possibly the X. An X?
Yeah, possibly an X.
Okay.
There was a Pontius Pilate.
Okay, yes.
And he got in a lot of trouble for crucifying Jesus. So, there we go. Because if you know the stories, Pontius Pilate decided, instead of going by Roman law, he was just going to ask the crowd, hey, who do you want me to crucify today? Right?
We don't like this guy.
Yeah, well, who do you want to save, Jesus or Barabbas? And I was like, save Barabbas. Well, I guess I got to crucify Jesus. So word gets to Emperor Tiberius about what he did. Tiberius is pissed.
This is after he nailed him.
Yeah, after he nails him, after he's dead, word gets all the way to the Emperor of Rome. And the Emperor of Rome just sends his personal guy out there and is like, so these 500 years worth of laws that we have, you're just going to ignore it, huh? And go with the will of the people. He fires Pontius Pilate.
Fired.
Fires and exiles him to like the northern barbarian lands for the rest of his life.
But he lives.
He lives. And he just has to live out in like northern France at this point.
Oh, the torture.
Right.
Torture.
Well, there's a lot of barbarians out there. A lot of guys chopping your heads off. But yeah. Tiberius totally fires him for breaking Roman law and not going through the standard procedures.
Okay.
So that is true. We do not laugh hard.
Okay.
All right.
But we know that. Okay. We know he nailed a dude named Jesus.
Possibly.
Okay, but we know he got fired.
Yeah, he got fired for it. Mm-hmm.
But we don't know really what he got fired for. What?
Well, you know, we don't know if it was
for inciting the crowd.
Exactly, for the
introducing crowd? Democracy not, kind of thing.
Well, yeah, introducing democracy and not going by Roman law.
The original America's Got Talent kind of thing.
You know,
right, who do you want me to crucify? This guy over here.
Exactly,
Preacher Lawson.
Almost got, hey,
right,
almost got far enough.
Exactly. It's kind of like what we do in the media today. We don't actually have facts to prove people are guilty. We just see who gets the most he's guilty tweets, and then
we
automatically assume that he's guilty.
Yeah.
So that's basically what Pontius Pilate did, which, again, is a Roman no-no. So there we go. The little origins there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Christianity finally gets kicked around for the next 300 years.
Kicked around like a
people
like a
trying to spread it. Like, you know, a little mixtape. Yo, check this guy out. Check this Jesus guy out. Mm-hmm.
This is what he showed me before.
Right.
They snuffed him out.
Mm-hmm. Roman Empire finally decides enough people are joining it that they're going to make it one of the official religions of the Roman Empire. But that's not until 300 years after the death of Christ.
Okay.
You know, some people are writing things down. Other people are not writing things down. We're getting a little bit...
Okay.
Yeah, who knows exactly what was said.
So many versions.
Right. Until finally, Emperor Constantine puts it down in the year 330 called the Nicene Creed.
And what's that mean?
He meets with all the Christian guys he knows in the city of Nicaea out in Turkey today. And it's like, all right, we're going to finally put down all this writing and codify... Like, one official book, you know, one official Bible. This is what it's going to be.
All right, who got a good opening?
Well, right.
We can start with the asteroid, a star coming on.
I got the book of Luke, all right? I got the book of Mark. What about you, Matthew? And you, John? All right, put them all together. I don't have time to read them all. If there's any discrepancies, someone will figure it out later. I'm sure Bill Maher can make a documentary out of it in 2,000 years.
So who wrote Genesis?
Nobody knows. Now, that was already written in the Old Testament, the Torah.
Okay.
So they took all the Torah and they smashed it with the books of the followers of Jesus. These followers had been dead also for 200 years now.
Did they do the 50 cent loss of power? Just the 48 loss of power. It's a popular book before The Secret where you learn, you know, like things you could do. You know, to move up in management, and then 50 Cent said, I'm going to change it 48 to 50. Sorry. I know. You're not that high that you can pick up my F.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening.
I'm listening well.
So, all right. So, there's people throwing stories, and they're like, yeah, mash it up in there. We'll figure it out.
All right. But what was most important about it is that the Romans were very bureaucratic.
Okay.
And they weren't going to just pick up Christianity and accept it without adding their own bureaucracy to it. It had to be a spin. There had to be a hierarchy.
Okay.
Jesus said nothing about having popes, bishops, archbishops, anything like
that. Yeah, there's no ranking system.
There's no ranking system, but Rome doesn't like that stuff.
Okay.
That idea that everyone's equal, no. There's got to be some type of thing. So they install their own ranking system and their hierarchy.
Okay.
And, you know, they convert it from the original language of Aramaic to Latin.
Okay.
Because that's the official language of the Roman Empire. And we all know when you translate something, the exact words go across.
Yep. And some things get lost in translation.
That was the original translating from one language to another from Aramaic. Was it all originally written in Aramaic?
We don't know. Some was written in Hebrew.
So
we don't
even know. So it could... Oh, man.
Some was written in Hebrew. Some was written in Arabic.
So it's already then being diluted.
Oh, yeah.
I say wingdings. Absolutely. And then everything just...
Mm-hmm. Wingdings? That's wingdings. A nice word.
Yeah. Right? All right. So... But they keep a lot of the original stuff.
Okay.
But the original Christianity is really boring. It is.
Okay.
There's no holidays.
Okay, but the holidays...
You need a good holiday. Man.
You can't sell...
It's not in the book.
Stuff. It's not in the book, but you can't sell that to those pagans up north that have a feast every other month.
Is there a Bible with a holiday calendar?
There's no mention of holidays in the Bible.
Did they even have calendars? Back then.
Yes.
Did they?
They had calendars.
Okay.
The Roman calendars.
It's different from the regular calendar? Is it still 12 months?
Give or take.
Give or take?
Yeah.
Sometimes 13, sometimes 11.
It was a little bit off, from time to time.
Okay.
Actually, some of the months are named after Roman emperors.
July.
July is named after his month. He's super powerful, so he wanted to have the most of days you could have in a month. He's only had 30 days. So he took one from February to give himself 31.
And then the other one said, no, I want one too.
And then came his nephew, Emperor Augustus. I want 31 too. And he took another day from February.
And Octavius took one too?
Octavius was Augustus, actually. That was his... Octavius was his given name. And
so he
Augustus
took
was
two.
Emperor name.
So he had August and October.
And that's why February has 28 days.
Wow. So
February,
so February was supposed to have 30 days.
30 days, yep. And then...
But January got 31 days.
January got 31 days.
31-30.
31-30. It's supposed to be that. But Julius Caesar said no.
Pedro's counting, doing the math. Yeah, it checks
Wait,
out.
July and August have 31 days?
Yeah.
Oh,
back to back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
back to back. Because I'm just as good as emperor as my uncle.
Because these guys had a dick measuring contest.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
So why did February get the short end of the stick?
What
the f*** did February do? Mark that, sorry.
February. They figured nobody would have a problem with a shorter winter.
Oh, they think that's how it works?
We'll just make the month shorter and the sun will get here faster.
I know that in Spanish, the days of the week are named after planets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. And that's the...
Planets and moons and suns.
And there's going to be one of the reasons for those changes, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the Roman gods, the planets. Right? So, but nobody, Christianity at its point, so we're in the year about, let's say 400, okay? Roman Empire is about to die. So they've got to make this Christianity more appealing, and they've got to put a little bit more rules to it.
Okay. People are going crazy or something?
Well, it's just not... It's cool. It's peace and love and everything, but there's not enough rules for the Romans. They want a few more hierarchies. We're better than you, and you need to submit to us in some way through religion. And Jesus doesn't really talk about submitting to people through religion. Jesus doesn't even talk about you need to go to church. In the Bible, he clearly says it doesn't matter where you worship or when you worship. So they don't like, but they obviously don't like that. They get this priest by the name of Augustine of Hippo, though.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a slinging name.
We now know him as Saint Augustine. Okay.
Hey, I know that name.
Yeah. We now know him as
Saint
Augustine.
But what
about
the hippo part? Nobody talks about that.
He was in North Africa. It was where he was from.
Okay.
Yeah. So he decides he's going to feel really bad about his childhood. He did a lot of bad things when he was a kid.
Okay.
And then when he was a young adult, just horrible things in his mind. And now that he's a good Christian, he repents. And he writes this whole book about how bad he's been and how through God he can be forgiven.
Ah, here it comes, the guilt.
And he calls the book Confessions.
Mm.
And the Catholic Church is like, yeah, that's a good idea. Mm. Yeah, you know what? Everyone, you need to confess to us. That's what Jesus said.
That's a good... That board meeting would have been like, we need all this dirt. This is brilliant.
Everyone needs to confess to us like St. Augustine.
Thank you, Hippo. Uh-huh. We got this.
Man, it's like that scene in the Hudsucker Proxy. Paul Newman's around the whole table. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what we're doing. This is it.
Well, then 26 years later...
It's a circle.
they ask him 26 years later in 426. They say, hey, what else you got? You got any more rules we can do? He's like, you know what? I was thinking on it a little bit more, and I think that we're all born with the same sin from Adam. Let's call it original sin.
Okay.
You're like, yeah, it's a good idea.
What's the original sin? What's the sin that Adam had?
Taking the fruit.
He didn't pick it. The chick did.
Hey, he knew what he was going to do. Yeah.
It was over to him and he ate it.
Exactly.
She ate it first.
So you're just going to push off all the responsibility.
No, but let's be honest about this.
Hey.
He's getting...
He would have ate it sooner or later.
He's with the chick. It's the only chick there.
Hey, whose fault is it, okay? The gun shop or the gun owner, okay? She's...
Wait, so who's the gun... Who's the gun
Eve's
the, owner?
Eve's the gun shop. She gave him the fruit. He ate it.
He's the gun owner.
Yeah.
And the fruit is the gun.
Right.
Okay.
He could have just put it down.
She made him...
Uh-huh.
An accessory to the crime. She is the criminal. She violated the rules that were established.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what that snake said.
The fact that it was a talking snake should have been
it's like that Jungle
clear
Book.
Red flag.
Why isn't Jon Favreau doing Adam and Eve the Jungle Book style so we can get people more involved into this?
Sounds to me like Adam was the original cuck.
He was a cuck.
You're just going to do what Eve says, or are you going to be like, God said no?
I don't know if that's a cuck thing. I think so.
You're going to do what the woman says over what God
that's
says?
That's not cuck. That's
God.
No.
You're going to disobey God?
If that snake was tapping Eve,
mm-hmm.
and he's just watching and be like, she'll be over. That's a cuck. Me.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's a cuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, the more literal definition.
That's a cuck. Yeah, yeah. But
I know you're gonna be.
Yeah.
You want to say sucker? Then I'll watch you. And then he was the sucker. Okay.
A cucker. We'll meet in the middle.
So Augustine's like, so we're all born with this original sin.
Okay.
And Catholic Church is like, all right, it's a good idea. Original sin. Well, how do we get rid of this original sin? He's like, baptized. We all got to be baptized. Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's make that a requirement. Baptize at birth. Check.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where it comes from. It's just really just saying.
But I've seen videos when I was doing communion class, right?
Mm-hmm.
They tell you why kids got to get baptized as a kid because they're born with original sin, but they're not really guilty of anything.
Right.
Stuff like that. But if they die, they go to purgatory.
Exactly.
And I'm purgatory. Like, that is so... Marky, sorry, I need to learn to better express myself.
No, but that is the word to use.
Because
that is like
these kids have no idea what they walked mm-hmm. into.
Yeah,
and if you don't baptize them, then they end up in purgatory.
Yeah, according to Augustine.
Yeah.
Stupid Augustine.
By the way, all my kids are baptized. Just in case.
This mine are not. Scenario.
You didn't dip them?
No, I'm living dangerously.
Purgatory,
Not that bad. Not that good. Not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's what we're at.
It's
right
the
now.
Subway exactly. station and the Matrix sequels.
But yeah,
yeah. They're just no train. They just wait.
Just wait for a train. That sucks. You just wait for a train. Yeah.
So, all right. So now we've got to incorporate these northern barbarians.
Okay.
We've got to keep adding people and people in general. We're not taking Christianity. And, you know, whenever you adopt a religion into a different culture, a piece of that culture sticks with it.
Okay.
You know that, right? I mean, there's a reason why Three Kings Day is only celebrated in certain areas.
Uh-huh.
It's because when the culture comes, that's why the Mexicans have their Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
It just comes with the territory. Every time you get a culture, they're going to slap...
But then you build enough Chipotles around and white people like it. And they're like, oh, let's just paint ourselves and have tacos.
And that's how we got Coco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Coco's... I haven't seen that movie yet.
Jessica saw it with Gabe.
Did you see it?
No,
you
yet.
No, really? Yet. I figured you would do a review.
There's a lot of movies, man. That was close.
Same thing.
There's a lot of movies to see, man. Mm-hmm. Not enough time in the world. Too much content.
Coco, the first Hispanic and Book of Life cartoon too.
No,
movie.
We had Book of Life.
Yeah, the Book of that. Life. I saw that in Book theaters. Of Life. Book hey, of Life is Book fantastic. Life.
That was good.
Yes.
Was it? Okay.
Was that a Rodriguez film? Or
it was Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Ron Perlman was in it, so of course.
He had yes. the creature with the eyes and the hands.
No, but there was a giant, like, crazy skeleton monster thing with a huge sword. They tried to chop the main dude. It was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Yeah. He always, every movie has that creature.
He's got the, Pan Labyrinth yeah, dude,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And even that, yeah, it's all part of that culture. Blending in with Christianity, everyone has daddy issues with the Catholic Church.
I've okay,
noticed. Like it's a thing, you know.
So when do they capitalize and start building the Vatican?
Oh, right away, as soon as Rome accepts it and makes the official religion, they gotta make a headquarters for this.
We
pope.
Gotta, we need pope the means, central bank,
right? Because the Pope means Papa, Father of the Church. So okay. Daddy needs a house, and so they start building the Vatican. So Vatican is as old as about 500s.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, old as hell.
I see what
you mean. Yeah, right?
Take that.
Right. So they go up there to like, hey, Nordic guys, you know, Vikings.
What?
We see you got your culture with your feasts and your drinking and your warriors and your beautiful blonde women that come down when you die.
Yeah.
How would you like Christianity?
What?
Yeah, well, we pray all day every Sunday.
Wait, what? It's Sunday.
We don't drink.
What?
Sunday's my drinking day.
We don't kill. We actually encourage turning the other cheek and loving each other.
You're striking out, boss.
And
how many gods?
Just one.
What?
Just one god.
The hell and his son. Be?
And so two gods.
Yeah, well, no, they're the same guy.
Wait, what?
So one god and his son.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know we got like seven. At least. We got a couple that we haven't even reintroduced yet.
We have seven to handle just our winter harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you say, guys? You're gonna join Christianity? We might celebrate. We've talked about celebrating Passover, where you get to eat bread without any yeast in it.
Why? What?
You mean flat bread.
Yes.
What's bread?
but not flatbread like overcharged flatbread.
Right. We eat beer. Flatbread.
So how many in your party can I sign you up for?
That's a hard sell.
It was a really hard sell. That's and hard. So they came back. It's like, guys, we got to make this fun. We need a new marketing strategy.
PR overall.
They really do. They do this whole marketing overall.
Get me the guy that did confession in here. Stat.
And so like, all right, let's look at these Vikings. What do they worship? What are their holidays? All right, let's take a few of those things. So they take a lot of the Viking holidays.
Really?
And just say, well, this is a holiday about Jesus too. And they plop it in there.
What's one holiday that they took?
Easter.
Easter?
Easter.
It's a Viking holiday.
Is the spring holiday of rebirth.
Okay.
So what better way? They've got a guy who was birthed again, right? They've got a rebirth, a resurrection.
Wait, did you have so John Lovitz sell that to the Vikings? Yeah, and they nailed him. Yeah, that's the ticket.
And he's back on Easter.
Then we put him in a cave. Yeah, and we sealed that cave.
And so that's why you get all the symbology with Easter.
Okay.
Because it's all about the spring festival. So the flowers are coming back, which is why for Easter you get all the yellows and purples and blues.
I always thought Easter was just a, like, it's a rabbit that craps colorful chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
Which just pretty much says, listen, that story of the guy being in a cave 3 days is just as real as that rabbit.
As real as rabbit shit?
As
chocolate rabbit shit?
Chocolate-colored rabbit shit.
With Cadbury cream.
Well, rabbits represents breeding because they produce the most. Yeah. And they were the symbol of the festival before Jesus even came into play.
Roaches and rabbits.
Yeah, that was it. Except they figured the rabbits would be a little bit easier to eat in chocolate form. And then the eggs represent fertility. Those are eggs, all right? That's what they represent. Yeah.
They're still eggs, Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Still a story in there that you're trying to sell along with that stupid rabbit.
Uh-huh. It's just now instead of a fallopian tube, they go in a basket.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there we go. And that's our Easter. So that's one thing that we get.
Wow.
The Nordic world of the dead, the afterlife, it's hell for them. H-E-L. And the Catholic Church is like, add an extra L, it's ours. And that's it.
Wait, what about Valhalla?
We don't want to go that far. We'll just call it heaven.
Okay, so Valhalla is...
Valhalla is where the good warriors go. Hell is the bad place.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're going to be like, oh, well, we have hell too. It's with an extra L. It's totally original.
Twice as bad.
Yeah, see, now we have hell, because the word hell doesn't exist anywhere in the Bible.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no hell at all in the Bible.
Lake of fire.
Yeah, that's a fire.
But that's like Revelations tripping on...
And all that was written way after, too.
Way after.
Revelations so is super...
Revelations is just a... Yeah, so that's...
I had a buddy of mine being like, they talk about spaceships in
Revelations is the Jason X of the...
you mean the best Bible. You mean the best one?
Yeah, exactly. That's the one everyone remembers. Yes, it's the best one. And it's also the one that's totally
It's so wild.
Yeah, it's so the Jason X of the Bible.
Ah, good stuff.
Revelations. Good stuff. And then our days of the week are named after the Norse because they try to get people in. Well, you got Sunday and Monday, of course, which is the sun and the moon. Okay. I got that part. But
Tuesday
is Tears Day after the god Tyr, the god of balance.
Okay. In Spanish, it's Martes, which is Mars.
Mars. Mm-hmm.
All
right. Right. So in the English version, they're using, because most of the Germanic guys are English ancestors.
Okay.
And they're using their gods still as the days
what
of the week.
What the hell is Wednesday?
Now, Odin. Odin in German is Wod. It's Wod's day.
And Thursday is Thor's day.
Thor's day.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
Friday is Freya's day.
Freya.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And Saturday?
That's the one Roman thing that stayed. Saturn.
Mm-hmm. What's Miércoles, if we're going Spanish?
That's Mercury.
Oh, okay, there we go.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the romantic
Jueves,
languages.
Jueves is Jupiter.
I thought that was eggs.
No. Huevos. It's with an
Huevos.
H.
Huevos.
Jueves is Jupiter. Viernes is Venus. Saturday, Saturn. Mm-hmm. Sábado. Domingo is Sunday, which is sun.
Right.
And then Lunes is the moon.
Right.
Yes. Moon. So those are the
Luna.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
To an extent, except the Sunday Domingo is Dom, which is I think it's the day of rest or something like that. So.
Oh, okay.
So they got religious with it.
Yeah, of course. I imagine. So I don't do research. I just.
That's what this guy's for.
Yeah, that's what Dan does. I just spew shit and hope it sticks.
And Christmas is borrowed from the Vikings.
Of course it is.
But that's the next episode. We'll get into that a little bit more.
That is the next episode.
But it is Christ in it, man. How can that be?
Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, it's the mast of Christ. Look at that. The same thing. Oh, yay. Look at us. But it worked. And it ended up converting most people to Catholicism.
How did... So... Was it marketing that they just said, okay, we're going to make him born on December?
Yeah.
Marketing, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because there's no calendar really official out there, right?
There's no calendar out there, but we definitely know that if Jesus was born, it wasn't during the winter months, according to what they've been telling us.
Okay.
According to the story in general, he wasn't born then. Because why the hell are the shepherds out there in their flock in the middle of December?
Well, Jerusalem. Is there snow in Jerusalem?
Yeah, it gets pretty cold.
Does it?
Yeah, it gets pretty cold out there.
It is a desert. Desert gets cold.
Mm-hmm.
Hot during the day, cold at night.
Yeah, but they got all that gear and stuff like that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean the grass grows.
There's no grass? The camels went out there? Or did they go to...
No. Either way, the sheep got to eat something. And they got to wait till spring. Or the summer.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, they totally screwed that one up. Well, not screwed it up, but they changed it. So that's the early Catholic Church. And, of course, Catholic is Latin for universal. They wanted to make it sound like this is the church. Even though by now there's already two versions of Christianity. There's the Roman Catholics.
Uh-huh.
And then in Constantinople, the Byzantine Empire, there's the Eastern Orthodox.
And those are the heavy-duty ones.
Those are the ones with the gold domes.
Yeah, their okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, those are the gold dome guys.
Okay.
And they're all, you know, they definitely have their differences. You know, there's the Catholics speaking Latin, the Orthodox speaking Greek. And, you know, and then it's kind of a battle between the two back and forth for a while. until eventually we get Protestantism in 1517.
And then it starts branching off like crazy.
Oh, and then it goes all over the place.
Is it because people start seeing the money? It's like, yo, we need a home version.
It's because by this time, people are starting to print the Bible in the common language and not just Latin. Which, again, now we're translating yet again. Yes. Another copy.
A copy of a copy of a copy.
Yeah, we've seen multiplicity. We know how this works.
Pizza!
And so everyone's reading it. And anybody can read it now.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to all this schooling. You don't have to go to seminary. You don't have to be trained to understand what any of this means.
Yeah.
And now you can create your own ideas of what
Jesus really
said. But you
always get
that
one crazy guy that would be like, well, if you really look deep into the movie Expendables, they're talking about the rising net neutrality. Mm-hmm. What movie did you watch?
And you get those people. Yeah. You get there's a millennium group that believes that, all about the end of the world and that the Bible is a code for the end of the world. Of when it's going to happen.
Oh, the millennials?
Yeah, the millennials. That's what it is.
I read something about millennials saying that communism does it better. And I'm like...
Hasn't been proven yet. It's in theory.
Oh, look how happy the Cubans are. Is that, yeah. What?
Hasn't been proven yet.
Have you talked to Cuban people?
And then you get... You get this explosion of people trying to change things. And then finally, it's redone and retranslated in 1603 or 1607 by King James, King James Bible.
Yes, oh, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite one.
And King James is like, well, let's
I'm taking my talents to Miami.
Yeah.
That's the only King James
I
know.
That's the King James.
The South Beach.
That's the one we know. And so he just takes what he wants, slaps it in there. And especially focuses on, English translations of the Bible to make it more palatable for the English people.
Okay.
And we've been going off the King James Bible, especially in America, more than anything else.
Wow.
And so really our book of faith, the Word of God, is a copy of 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 a meeting where they just smashed a bunch of text together.
King James also openly homosexual and had a bunch of anti-homosexual stuff cut out of his version because the church kept bothering him and bothering him and bothering him. He's like, you know what? We're just going to cut this stuff out in the King James version. It's more pro-gay. Imagine... How anti-gay must it have been before that?
A pro-gay Bible.
Yeah. And even then it was like... But he was like, these guys keep bugging me. Because he was very openly... He had a boy named George. Oh, that's not a joke. He had a boy George.
Uh-huh.
He said, seriously. It's all in on the internet.
Reading from the book Karma Chameleon. Don't you... Don't you want...
Verse 1 through 2, don't you want to hurt me?
To hurt me, make me cry.
Anyway. Shout out to King James.
Yeah. So
big ups, King James.
Christianity all over the place, man.
Dude, that's... And we just touch a little bit on
that's,
this.
Yeah,
a little
tiny bit, scratch.
Tiny little... Tiny little... Little notch on that cross there.
But there are so many different versions.
Dude, I'm interested in this. We gotta get somebody.
I had a comic book version.
Why? What happened?
No, when I was
of
a kid,
King James?
When I was a kid, I had a version of the Bible that was it was all in illustrated comic book form for kids.
Oh wow!
How is Jesus' abs in that one? Good.
Probably pretty ripped. I mean, it was a long
time. Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the whitening of Christ. You know?
Yeah. We gotta talk
whitening
about
of Christ,
that.
How hell is really just painted by Dante's book. It actually is not described anywhere else but the Inferno. And we've based it off him. We've based it on Milton's Paradise Lost. And we have based more about modern Christianity has been based off fictional literature and written in the past 500 years than anything in the actual original scriptures.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start bringing the wheels down here, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Hey, hit us up on Twitter, The Devil's Deets. If you got any comments, questions, concerns, feel free to hit us up. Also, use more the PFT Media on Facebook. Join in Participate, discover all the other shows that we have here on the mothership.
Mm-hmm.
1005, the mothership. from all the different shows, and we keep adding shows. Did we add another show while we were away?
Not yet, but shows are in pre-pro, both audio and video. I'll tell you guys off mic.
Oh, there's video now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. We got plans, man. PFTV.
Visit PFT Media on Facebook. Hit us up on email if you got any questions, comments, concerns. devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. You know where to find the show. Wherever you listen to, mm-hmm. tell a friend, tell two, tell three, please. They can always download it on iTunes, Stitchers, Google Play, or TuneIn. Coming soon to hey, how the hell did we get into Spotify? Is that
I'll work on that. I can make that happen.
Really?
Yeah, that'll be
hilarious. That'll be great. Mm-hmm.
It should be easy.
It should be.
It's literally a matter of them getting through their backlog.
Get into it before net neutrality.
I'll make it. Yeah. Oh, that's a problem.
Get in.
All right, I'll do my best.
Before enter the net.
I'll make it a network priority.
Reboot.
We'll go ahead and leave it at that. Follow me on Rick and Girl on Twitter. I should be in Tampa. This doesn't get released.
This will be released next week.
Next week. All right. So never mind. I'll be back from Tampa. By the time you listen to this show. Little by little, I'm doing shows, mofos.
Nice.
Yep.
I think that's it. You got anything else to say, Danny?
No, I'm good.
Follow him on Dan P. Comedy on Twitter.
At I am Chris Creswell on Twitter. There you go.
And we are the Devils in the Details, everybody. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Waiting on you, Dan.
Take care of that dick.
Terrific, really. We love you. Thank you for being so special tonight. And putting up with the rain. And putting up with us.
Rick Grimes is he's like his storyline is so weird because he's like I love this girl's getting married to someone else and I'm gonna be super creepy about it and do a whole video presentation at her wedding.
Jorah from Game of Thrones.
Yep, he's in it.
Is the bad guy in fucking Tomb Raider.
Yes, he is. He is in a lot of like sneaky things that you wouldn't even
see. Yeah, you're like, I like movies like that. It feels like it's a little bonus. I know this dude.
Hey, you ever watch Freaks and Geeks?
If you ever watch Kingdom of Heaven, the Ridley Scott Crusader film, Jamie Lannister's first film debut, like pretty much like his first English film debut.
That's awesome.
Lord Friendzone is in it too.
Well, 300 has
Lord Friendzone?
Jorah Mormont, Lord Friendzone.
Lord Friendzone.
the Lord of the Friendzone.
He did get mega Friendzone. That's super funny. And he said
this. Hold her purse, is his words.
He's the Alpha Cuck. What are you going to do?
Alpha Cuck. All right, let's go.
House Mormont, we will wait.
A PFT Media production.